Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced a settlement today with Korean automaker Hyundai Kia, requiring the company to provide a free hardware fix for vehicles lacking an engine immobilizer. The move comes after a surge of thefts targeting those models. St. Paul resident Michael Christensen knows the problem all too well. His car has been stolen 9 times, most recently just last night.
My value of my car right now, because it's been stolen so many times when they run the VIN, is $100. But I have to pay $690 a month to insure that car because of how much damage has been done to it.
Hyundai and Kia owners who previously received a software update intended to fix the theft vulnerability but still experienced issues are now eligible for an additional repair. 3 Minnesotans are being recognized for their work improving health for mothers and children. The Minnesota Department of Health has announced the 2025 Betty Hubbard Maternal and Child Health Leadership Award winners, Teresa Freitag of Mankato, Mary Zafke of Spring Grove, and Dr. Adele Della Torre of Minneapolis. And 3 executive orders have been signed by Governor Walz to address gun violence in Minnesota. Walz says one will provide more data on what gun violence costs Minnesota.
We are going to use that data to do the research the federal government is too cowardice to do, to understand that this is a public health crisis that could be attacked like any other public health crisis. So I encourage those insurance companies to get your lawyers if that's what you want to do and not provide this data. But I can tell you, this thing is rock solid and you're going to provide it.
Other orders will aim to improve education on safe gun storage and establish a statewide safety council. And recent sub-zero temps have many Minnesotans looking out for their safety by salting their pavement to clear snow and ice, but state officials say this comes with its own risks. Shandy McCracken-Holm with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says it doesn't take a lot of salt to make runoff toxic for aquatic life.
Standard for Minnesota is 230 milligrams per liter currently. That is about 1 teaspoon of salt in 5 gallons of water.
McCracken-Holm says nearly 404,000 tons of chloride-containing salt are put out in Minnesota each year. In other headlines, a man is dead following a workplace accident this morning in North Moorhead. Clay County Sheriff Mark Empting says first responders were called to Burt's Truck Equipment after an axle fell on a man, causing a severe chest injury. He was conscious when crews arrived but lost consciousness en route to Sanford Medical Center, where he later died. Minnesota's Driver and Vehicle Services Division opened its final site today in Duluth, totaling 8 sites statewide and eliminating its inspection backlog. Vehicle Services Program Director Greg Loper says their inspectors are experts at using a variety of tools to ensure parts replaced are obtained legally.
This past year, they have discovered vehicles with altered identification numbers and have alerted law enforcement, leading to the recovery of stolen vehicles.
Loper says they have recovered $1.8 million in fraudulent vehicles just this year. And a 28-year-old man from Maynard and an 18-year-old man from Montevideo have been arrested in connection with a large meth bust in West Central Minnesota. Task force agencies recovered about 10 pounds of meth. Methamphetamine. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.